This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk a little bit about the future of media in particular. Let's talk about the future of print. Melissa Ross, who is the host of First Coast Connect on WJZT FM 89.9, I believe in New Orleans, wrote a column a couple of weeks ago about the New Orleans Times-Picayune, a 175-year-old newspaper that is cutting back to just 3 days a week. At least the print edition will only come out 3 days a week. You both, Lisa, you used to be a print reporter. Mike, you come from a print family. Is this another death blow to the idea of a print newspaper?
Well, I think it's another move in the direction toward a hybrid between an online newspaper and a print newspaper. I don't think that print will go away. But that said, it does make me sad to see this happen, and it's not the first newspaper where it's happened. The Ann Arbor paper in Michigan also cut back to, I think, a couple days a week for its print edition. And it just makes me sad for the community. There's rallies by the community in New Orleans to bring it back to 7 days a week. It's not going to be the same.
Why is it not the same? I mean, if they're still putting the information out every day online, what difference does it make if it's in print or if you're reading it off a tablet or a laptop or whatever? Why does that matter?
Well, I'm not sure it really does matter, but it's a tradition, you see. And to change a tradition, even something, you know, as economically dependent as whether to go with a print edition or to update online, is, you know, to do away with a tradition is always kind of loss, is always a difficult thing, you know, and to lose a paper 4 days a week when it was seven, that's a change that people are going to notice, and it just is sort of a harbinger of perhaps, you know, the eventual demise of the print edition altogether, which would be very sad.
But instead of now coming out once 7 days a week, you can get updates around the clock days a week.
Truly, yeah. It's just uncomfortable to think of the world changing. That's what's really at the root of it, because as you say, Rich, I mean, the information will be there, and actually they'll be able to do a better job of distributing up-to-date information without a print edition, because the print edition kind of freezes time, you know, and just you're stuck.
Is there something to be said for that, though, that having it frozen in time, sort of that rough first draft of history right there and preserved forever?
Well, certainly. I think certainly readers are going to miss the tangible edition, especially older readers who are used to having that newspaper with their breakfast. So that's part of the sad part of the change. But I think also the reason they're doing this is to save money, and the New Orleans paper is announcing staff cutbacks. And that's where the quality of the product, whether online or in print, is going to suffer, because you're not going to have as many reporters out there being the eyes in your community.
Yeah, and we talked about that last week with investigative journalism. It's going to be more difficult, especially for local newspapers, to invest in that if they keep cutting back the size of their staffs, even a large market such as New Orleans.
And how are you going to attract readers? You could lose readers when you shrink your product. So it's a dilemma. And I don't think we know how the story is going to end yet. We're still in this huge transition for newspapers. And they've just got to figure out a way to make money on the Internet.
Melissa Ross criticizes the decision in her column, by the way, that most newspapers made years ago, which was to give away their content for free online. That's something that I think as we look back now, we're also accustomed to just going onto the web and going any place for free and getting the information. Mm-hmm. But we're finding there is a cost to that, and it's hurting these newspapers that have to cut back their staff now because they're not generating enough revenue with the online edition, if you will.
That's right. You're getting less newspaper for the money. And in the mid-90s, my old newspaper, the State Journal Register in Springfield, was first going to the Internet, my editor insisted on, we had a firewall. We charged for online content in the beginning. And my editor was of the mind that you wouldn't go into a shoe store, try on a pair of shoes, and expect to leave with the shoes for free. Just
some people do, but that's called stealing.
Yeah, right.
But there isn't that expectation in a shoe store, and he thought there shouldn't be with the newspaper either. They eventually changed the model, and now they went to a free website for many years, and I think now they've gone back to having some subscriber content behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm. That's the trick, is finding that balance, I think, you know, between what you can give away and what you ask people to start paying for. And I'd hate to be responsible for making the decision about where to draw the line. You know, what kind of stories or how much of a story you get to see for free, kind of like the bait, if you will, and then where to place the firewall, where if you want to read more, you got to pay so-and-so amount of money. I think the way the St. Louis Post-Dispatch does it, if they still do it this way, they did it this way a couple of years ago, I know, is they would give you a piece of a story, you know, let's say the top third or top half of the story, and then if you wanted the rest, you had to pay like 99 cents per story you wanted to read online. But you could see a great deal of the paper online, but not the whole thing. So that's the question, I think. And I don't know if that model worked for them or not, but that's one thing I know they were experimenting with, because I was doing some research looking at stuff down in St. Louis, and that's what I discovered when I went online to their website. So,
hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.